to Campus Chronicles, where today we're going to talk about sports. This is I, Nick. This is Emily, and this is Victor.
Hey,
Emily, football season is here, and we just had week one. And how do you feel about it?
I mean, the Vikings came out of nowhere. The Bills came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that, kind of were the underdogs last year, that just out of the blue just came out and like was like, hey, I'm here. And then the teams like, for instance, the Packers, no offense, Nick.
Yeah.
They didn't have a good play, and it was honestly kind of upsetting watching them.
Not at all. But the good thing is, well, yeah, the good thing is that it is just week one. There's plenty of time to for teams to regroup and
that is true. They're just getting to know how to.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's also there's a lot of hope for these underdog teams that have came out and really looks good in the first week. So
the Bills, I think, are going all the way this year.
Yeah, the Bills looked really impressive. Rams, on the other hand, they suck.
Nah,
we don't even talk about that.
I had my hopes up, like they would keep the same energy they had last season and go all the way, like from the start. But it's not looking good.
And that's what happens with a lot of these teams that go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. They think next year is just going to be an easy path.
Except Kansas City, we always try.
Yeah.
Kansas City's a tryhard. I will say that as a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, Chiefs are a team that looks really good, too.
Travis Kelce is really good.
Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the NFL.
Exactly.
Joe Burrow, a.k.a. Joe Scheisty. He is – this game, he had me on my toes. Like the way that the game was going first, they was losing so bad. Mm-hmm. I gave up, but then – I came back and I see they kind of tied up and
that game kind of stressed me out.
Literally though,
team because I remember last year the Packers played the Bengals and the game mm-hmm. went exactly like that. We came out on top at the end in overtime.
It was like weird.
Can
like,
we talk about the end of the Steelers game?
Yeah.
The last overtime, last what 5 seconds?
Yeah, they literally won with no time left.
Literally, that's just pure luck right there.
That was luck.
God, it had to be luck.
They had that many turnovers. Joe Burrow doesn't turn the ball over.
Exactly.
And the Bengals almost won the game. That's a little concerning as a Steelers fan.
I think it's a little concerning also.
It's concerning on both sides, but the Bengals should have won that game.
I mean, yes. Did you see that block, though? The kicker block? It was so insane.
Yes,
like
that was insane.
How? Like how? Man.
Or the Vikings, they have all new, basically, coaching management. So they're...
Yeah.
Nobody knows how they're going to play.
I'm afraid of this season because of the Vikings, but I still have faith in the Packers.
The Vikings are number one in the division right now.
They are?
They are number one in the division.
Well, the Bears won, too, so they're both 1-0, but I have a feeling that the Packers are going to come out next Sunday and destroy them.
Hey, man, keep your hopes up. Keep your hopes up.
It's Aaron Rodgers. He very rarely has two bad games in a row. It's going to be a working with some of these new players, but it's Aaron Rodgers. He's a bad man. That's what
I'm saying. I mean, it's still the beginning of the season, so who's still not that down yet? You know,
the beginning of the season kind of shows like how much they did like preseason, or like how much training they did.
Right.
So like, if they don't do good week one, like for instance, Iowa didn't do well last week. Didn't really do well during the Cy-Hawk game.
Man.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you always, like, even with new players, it's like, I don't know, like, the first 2 weeks, I feel like I'm either like, okay, this team's going to be really good or this team's going to be really bad. And there's only, like, certain teams where it's like, okay, they're probably going to start off really bad like they do every single year, but eventually they're going to turn around.
Iowa needs to make a lot of changes on offense.
Iowa State won. They did pretty good, though. They both kind of sucked. But, like, it was kind of one of the worst Cy-Hawk games, but, like...
Yeah, Iowa is going to have a worse season than Iowa State, I feel like.
Oh, 100%.
They cannot get anything going offensively.
Especially with the South Dakota State game.
Yeah.
South Dakota versus Iowa, that game was hard to watch.
If our offense was as good as our defense, then we'd be the best in the country. But the fact of the matter is, defense has to bail them out.
That's what everyone's saying, is Iowa and Iowa State, the defense is strong, the offense is very... Very not.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this is going to be a long season for the Hawkeyes.
I think it's going to be a long season for a lot of football.
That feeling is going to stand though, too,
because... A lot of footballs. I feel like it's going to be really long seasons because you're going to have your good games, and then you're going to have games like this, I have, where it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like
what happened?
You've never done that before. What are you doing?
It's like, what was you doing preseason? Like, how
like,
was
even so, Kansas like, City, like, yeah. we somehow. Oh, yeah. Like, even Kansas City, we weren't doing really the best. Like, we were doing good, but we weren't doing the best we could.
And you guys bounced back in a big way.
Exactly. And it's like, what are you guys doing? Especially, okay, I have to talk about one thing. Aaron Rodgers, there's a throw that he was throwing second quarter. About 2 minutes.
Are you talking about the one where he's just...
Yeah. Well, he just... nobody was there when he just threw it.
Well, let's talk about that drop pass in the first quarter.
That oh, my.
That would have been a touchdown.
That would have been a sick touchdown.
It would have. If it would have happened, it would have been a touchdown. But guess what? It didn't.
There was mistakes for everybody in that game. And they said...
Your offense, on the other hand, when your quarterback almost got a concussion, that was very interesting to watch.
I was very worried. I was like, oh, no, that's any hope of us having a good season right there.
To be honest, did anyone watch Brady's game?
No.
Because I kind of forgot he existed.
I didn't really pay attention just because the game was kind of boring. I mean, they did have that one touchdown, but...
The game was so dead. It's.
Did you watch it?
I tried, but I just couldn't. So I looked like I've seen it, but then again, I'm like, yeah, my chance is going to disappear.
Yeah, I saw that. And didn't something happen to Carolina, I want to say? Carolina Panthers.
They
someone
lost
got hurt.
On a last, they lost with like maybe 9 seconds
left. Yeah, I was going to say, I know they lost, but I don't remember what exactly happened.
It was a long field.
All I know is field goals this year, I feel like, are going to be the one thing you have to look out for, especially fourth quarter. Like, because you can easily start coming back with field goals. Like, mm-hmm. you get in field goal range, kick, 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 half the time. Kansas City's kicker got hurt, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, and I want to say the Colts got rid of their kicker, too.
They got rid of their kicker. So I feel like field goals are going to be the one thing you have to watch this season. It's, like, not so much touchdowns, because, of course, touchdowns are always going to, like...
How, the Titans lost because they missed their field goal at the last second.
Even
that's
the Super Bowl last year.
That's how the Broncos.
Yeah, even the Super Bowl.
Spoiled Russell Wilson's return.
At the same time, the QBs are kind of improving this year, I feel like. Because at the beginning of the week, they were kind of doing some good job.
And then some quarterbacks, you're like, why are you throwing it that way? What are you doing? I know you can throw better than that.
Yeah.
At Rodgers. Like, sorry.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing well either. Like, really, the best either.
Touchdowns.
Okay, but no, I'm saying, but like, if you look at like... how he played last year versus like, or when he first started.
Oh, yeah.
Versus how he plays now, he's gotten a lot more lenient.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't think it's good for us.
They're still putting up a lot of points.
Well, of course. Yeah. We have Kelce. We have Kelce and Hilaire. We basically,
yeah.
We got it under the book as long as we never get rid of Kelce.
Yeah.
Like Mahomes, I feel like.
But you gotta remember Mahomes had 50 in his first year, and that's really unheard of.
First
exactly.
Year. I need him to bring the same energy as last season.
Exactly.
I
thank you.
To
somebody
push it this year. Yeah, it's like first half wasn't that good, but at the same time he showed that he earned it basically the
first year he showed that he deserved to go to the Super Bowl because he earned it. This and like the last 2 years he's just been like kind of.
Eh.
I will say this week's game, tomorrow's game in fact, will be a good like test for them because the Chargers are a lot better this year. They got
I'm very scared for
tomorrow's
game.
What is your predictions for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, who do you think's going to win?
I think the Chiefs are going to win because they're at home, and I think, you know, last week is a pretty good indication that the Chiefs are going to be fine. But they will need to be, careful, though.
They
Chargers are better than the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, to be honest, I thought we were going
to
lose.
I think it's a game that will probably come down to the last possession.
I think it's either going to come to...
Thing.
Last possession, or it's gonna come to well, we're not gonna play well first two quarters, and then we're somehow magically gonna come back. But I don't think we're gonna win. I think we're gonna lose.
That's kind of like what Mahomes has done those first few years. Like,
yeah,
they would get off to bad starts, and then all of a sudden you'd be down. It didn't matter if you were down by like four touchdowns, you would come back and win.
He would
yeah.
put his more effort.
I honestly think we're gonna lose, and I think final is gonna be 32-7.
Have your hopes up.
I think 32-7. I think Casey's going to lose tomorrow.
Nah.
Because the Chargers, looking at those stats, like just based on stats, they could easily.
But it's the beginning of the season, though.
Like we have, like we, Kansas City has a really strong. That's true. But Kansas City, we have a really strong offense.
Yeah.
Well, they have a really strong defense. So they could, their defense could easily take down all offense.
That gives them advantage.
That is true. We do have an advantage, but also being at home, we're a lot more cocky.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
People think they're gonna win off the rip cause just cause it's a home game, but they have to put more effort.
Is that you guys won the Super Bowl in these last 3 4 years? 3 years?
We didn't go last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of Yes.
My boy Shiesty with it.
That game? I'm not talking about that game. I can't.
That game was,
I can't.
A massacre. It was insane.
That was so bad. Can we talk about the Browns this year?
I mean,
they're doing. Where'd that come from?
I was surprised they won that first game. I was not thinking they would.
I wasn't either. I think the under, like I said, the underdogs are really this year. They're coming back up and they'll be like, "I'm here. I'm present."
Yeah.
And like,
it is still early.
The Patriots? Like, what's going on with that team?
Honestly, like, I feel like they just haven't been the same since Tom Brady left.
Well, I feel like Tampa Bay without Gronk, because Gronk and Brady.
I think they'll be fine, though, just because they got Tom Brady.
Unless he gets a concussion, which...
Nah, bro. Tom is, like, it's him. Tom is him.
he's just his own gender. He's just like, old, you have like time. Old people, new people, Brady.
Brady is the
Tom Brady is not even a human being at this point. He's 45 years old, still in the NFL.
He's the LeBron of Lake.
LeBron is getting up there in age though.
Yeah, he will be.
So is Kelsey. Kelsey's getting pretty good.
They all pushing ages.
Wasn't Rodgers, didn't last year, he literally didn't really show up to the first two seasons of practice because he didn't want to be a Green Bay anymore. But nobody wanted to pick him up.
That was
speculation. Oh, my bad. Objection. Hearsay. My bad.
Nope, oops. He didn't really say what, I mean, yeah, people were obviously saying like he was frustrated.
I mean, the way he played
included in like decisions that, you know, were good for the team, like maybe like Tom Brady or, you know, because, you know, you get Tom Brady. Like,
well,
LeBron.
You see, if
basically, he's literally the LeBron of the NFL. LeBron will not quit. The thing is about LeBron is he's wanting to play with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wants to be in the same team with his kids, and I don't know when he's going to retire. He's just unstoppable. Right. And did you see the preseason?
Wherever
he was.
Okay, but at least he doesn't do this thing called fake retire like Brady. I'm done.
Oh, Brady just
left. And then he came back from retirement after being gone for what? Not even 4 months?
Yeah.
Not even 4 months.
He just liked to build up the hype. Like people.
Well, he needs to retire. Retire. I'm
he's,
sorry.
He's perfectly healthy.
Michael Jordan did for 2 years, and then Michael Jordan was like, I'm back.
Yeah, but he's also been talking about retiring for the past how many months?
He is not going to retire anytime soon. My prediction is
Brady needs to retire.
About, ever since he turned 40, people were like, okay, he's 40 now.
Now he's old. He's going to. That man been putting more work. Like,
that's why I feel like he's just.
I mean, like,
not a normal human being.
No, he's not a normal human being. But like, at a certain age, I feel like it's not fair anymore. You know, like you need to like, if someone would attack you, like you could like die.
I will also say like he's having some issues with his family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say maybe football is an escape.
Okay,
that's why
but
he came
that's
back.
Not
that's
healthy.
Probably like a good reason.
Coming from someone who runs from their issues, that's not healthy for
no.
him.
It's not healthy, but at the same time, it's the way to be happy. I mean,
okay, but also like, if he's supposed to be like a marriageable man, like shouldn't he try to fix that relationship instead of like going to football?
Sometimes.
But football is like
his escape.
Something
is his goat.
So I feel like football is just his escape pattern to avoid that family
problem.
I don't want to think about that. I don't. Hardcore pass. That's a hardcore. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But can we talk about how there's no sports going on in the United Kingdom right now due to the Queen's passing?
Really?
Yeah, they're on a. Yeah, so when someone of the royal monarchy passes away, they stop sports and they start a 12-day mourning period, which means no sports practices, no sports. So, like, there's no soccer. No, yeah, like, no nothing.
The country of Jamaica is doing that as well.
I know the United Kingdom has been trying to get that to happen. For in the United States, for like a president would get like assassinated or something.
I've heard they're changing their whole coin.
They
have to take off the queen of the. Yeah. Like, that is insane. I've never really thought of that. That's a real thing since the queen was like, she's been alive since my great grandpa was here. So like. Yeah,
she was alive. Like, she took office when she was 25 because her mom died young.
It's like, she really gone now. This is kind of rest in peace to the queen.
Rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth II.
Now we got a king.
That's a dude.
Is Tom Brady gonna be playing 7 years?
Again? Maybe.
No, no. That would be so funny to see a 96-year-old. That would be so
great, actually.
No, that's not.
No, he would be a great coach though. If he retires and become a coach, he would be.
That
a
would
great
be scary.
Coach.
That
TV 12 method and all these advances in science.
He would literally put it into. He can put it into action. Like.
Let's not have Tom Brady around forever. Let's not.
I feel like he would just whatever team he coaches. Exactly, like every time you want to do something, remember Brady's out there doing some stuff that he's not supposed to be doing. Like,
do
how
you guys
is reporting
think
something
he's gonna go Super Bowl this
yes.
year?
Yes, wait, Super Bowl?
Super Bowl bound this year?
I think he definitely has a chance to win another one.
Do you think he's going to?
Every single time somebody has counted him out,
he goes back in and show you why you should
no,
not count him
do
back.
You think he's
like,
going to try to play the ball again? Or
yes, I feel like
say?
Yeah.
You think so?
High predictions, yep.
You think he's going to do everything he can to get to the Super Bowl this year?
He will. He's like, what, 46?
I'm not going to predict that they win, but I'm not going to put past them either.
That he
I
wouldn't be in it.
He might get up there, though.
Oh, no. Bills, if they don't go Super Bowl this year, I'm gonna be mad as Kansas City. I don't think Kansas City is going to, because Patrick Mahomes chokes under pressure.
Damn.
Yeah, last 2 years, I'd say his clutch.
Exactly. He's choked
he's
under
also
pressure.
Young and he's also really talented.
That's true. But I think watching the Bills, because the Bills, I don't think I've ever won a Super Bowl. No.
That
they've
is
won
insane.
Like one.
You see the Bills, if they get in a close game, they get unlucky in those. They either blow you out or they lose by like just this much.
No, yeah,
that's
I think
the game last year showed.
I think they have a chance. I really do.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I'd say Josh Allen.
Wait, what is Mahomes' contract? How many years?
Mahomes just had his contract renewed.
So he's going to be like
another three? He is basically the quarterback in the NFL with basically the biggest contract. Like
how long is it?
His contract, I don't even remember. I know it's over how much Brady makes.
Yeah.
He has a huge contract, dude.
By the way, Chiefs and Bucks in a couple weeks.
That's gonna.
You better be looking out
I
for that game.
I hope we have a concussion. We cannot know. That was. I don't even. Nope. Next. Change of subject. Yes. Next question. I can't. My good side.
Okay. So the last couple of years, the team won the Super Bowl in the stadium. This year it's in Arizona. So.
I don't think Cardinals.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. Either.
I think the Raiders may have a good chance, though.
Maybe.
That whole division is talented. It could be Denver.
It
could be
a lot
Kansas
of the
City.
Divisions this year. Like, especially.
And there's a lot of new guys, too, so you gotta look out for that.
Exactly.
That boy is
dude, Devontae
crazy.
Adams was popping.
Cooking.
10
catches, 141
yards. He is doing some God work right now.
I'm like,
there.
I would say.
Receivers combined had 102 receiving yards.
Exactly.
So.
A lot of these newer people are like, let me shine. And it's like, okay.
That's their time. I mean, that's the best time for
this
them to shine.
That is the best opportunity. Exactly. Because I feel like once you get to, like, once you get to, like, Aaron Rodgers' age or Tom Brady, it's like, you know, if your name's not noticed, like, they're not going to remember you.
The only difference is that Tom Brady, he like, really, like, makes a connection with these receivers, with these, like, new receivers. But
he knows how to build up that chemistry
exactly.
fast.
Rodgers,
fast.
It takes him.
Well, he's also old.
Yeah.
I don't blame him, though. I mean, considering looking back at, like, how many times the Packers have, like, had people and then they just leave after, like, one season. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Of why he would. Sorry, that's my voice.
Yeah, so we'll see. I still have hope, just because we have Aaron Rodgers. And I've seen some incredible stuff.
So what about basketball? Because that's coming around quickly, actually.
Yeah, it's this.
And the Lakers make the playoffs.
Yes, bro, did you see the LeBron preseason? That man is literally the Captain America of basketball.
Yeah.
He's literally been building up crazy.
No.
No, did you see this? He's actually pushing,
I saw it, but I wouldn't compare him to Captain America.
I would give him that.
I would compare him to the Hulk, because sometimes he has his really, really good moments, and then other times he's a beast.
What does that make you honest, then?
I mean, yes.
Snap.
No, but like LeBron, I feel like he will take the Lakers to the another ring this year. I feel like it's there.
I wouldn't put it past him, just like Brady, you know.
I can't say. Because
he's been to so many championships.
I can't say anything. I'm a Boston Celtics fan or Chicago Bulls fan. I can't say anything.
Like last year was bad for the Lakers, and we need to trade Russell. I feel like we just have to trade him. Like Russell been playing so bad that. 2K literally put him at 73 overall. Like, that's bad.
After he left Houston, I just feel like he hasn't been the same.
Exactly. I don't know why. He, like, he was doing good at beginning of the season, but then he just started, like, playing bad. And I feel like he should be traded.
Ball over and shooting has gone way.
Shooting is just, at this point, it's just bricks. Over bricks. Over bricks. Yeah. It's, like, insane.
But he's used to get a lot of triple doubles. I think, you know, he still is good.
Okay. Let's say you were the Lakers coach. Who would you trade the Russell for?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Damian Lillard.
Come on.
Kobe Bryant.
When was the last time Damian did something that got spoken of?
Because none of y'all missed.
Damian Lillard, he's came out and said that he's not like a lot of these guys that just want to ring chase and play with superstars. He wants to do it with the TV star.
I mean, I feel like that's how it is with a lot of sports, though. They don't see it for the play of the game.
You don't see a lot of loyalty.
No. You're not wrong, though.
That is bad.
But I feel like a lot of the sports, like even in like hockey and like track and field, not track and field. What's that? Yeah, track and field. Maybe. Like even with like a lot of the like sports, it's like, okay, I'm going to do the NFL because I want that ring. It's like I don't want to play just for the fun of playing.
Yeah, people just want to get for the super team, straight up.
Exactly.
Isn't
like
that what you're doing anyway? You're doing everything you can to make sure that you're winning the Super Bowl.
Well, true, but like also like it makes it like.
Sometimes it makes sense. Like if you're Matthew Stafford. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
Your organization that was going nowhere. Maybe with Dan Campbell now that's changing a little bit, but.
But like still, it's like a lot of the teams, like even Kansas City, it's like everyone's like, I feel like they're going towards Super Bowl. They're like, I'm doing everything I can in my power to go to Super Bowl. And it's like. Just have fun with it. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're not having fun, especially if you're a professional, like, basketball player or NBA or whatever sport you play,
I feel like. It's like you've done everything you could with your team, like, you know, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, and you decide, okay, I want to go somewhere else. You know,
But I feel like if you're not having fun with what you're doing, then why are you doing it, you know?
Right.
Like, if, like, someone in the NFL was like, oh, I'm not having fun playing football anymore, then why don't you leave the NFL? Or if you have to change the team and then you still don't like it, leave the NFL.
Yeah, I think it also just depends on the environment you're into. Sometimes, you know, you're in a negative work environment.
That reminds me, Odell. Odell's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he's going to go from, Mike?
It's either going to be the Rams again or the Bills.
I don't think so.
He wants the Super Bowl. Von Miller, who left the Rams, is now with the Bills and sacks Matthew Stafford.
I don't think so. I really don't.
No? Where do you think he's going?
I think he's going to Raiders.
But Devontae? Oh, shit.
That would be insane.
I think he's going to go Raiders. I think he might go Raiders.
No.
Because if
you.
Hopefully.
I mean, Kansas City doesn't need him, but if we pick him up, that's a no-brainer.
One team I don't want to see him on is the Bucks.
Why though? Why?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
No, like that would be a
but he doesn't have Gronk.
Avengers.
That would be the Avengers.
That'd be so bad if.
Or if Katie joined the Warriors, like the
That'd be so bad.
Yes, like, bro.
That would be so bad.
KD and Curry in the same team, I promise you they get in a ring. I promise you.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they're getting more rings.
They would have no chance. Nobody would have any chance.
And especially that Klay is back now. It's like you're building a super team without knowing it.
Yeah.
Like, you got...
KD stays with the Nets and the Warriors in the finals. I thought
it would be a good prediction. Harden, Nets. Do you think he's going to do good this season? Like, this upcoming season? Because Harden been lacking a lot last season. He's been...
See, that's the issue with the NBA.
I think he's with the
76ers now. Yeah.
He's
been doing bad last season.
Like, when someone changes the team, it's like they have to have a whole new dynamic, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but the thing with Harden is he's been hanging out with rappers now and not coming up to practice and stuff. Like, that was last season. It was so bad that he actually was out of shape, which is, like... Being an NBA player and yes, that bro. He's been everywhere with Lil Baby and stuff, and dude became out of shape, and it's impossible. Like, you're an NBA player, how do you become out of shape?
By not practicing.
By not sitting.
It's crazy.
You gotta rise and grind. You know, words of
But he did change though. He became now back to shape. I think he will be having a good season this year. Hopefully.
I don't remember who quoted it, but somebody was listening to a podcast in the, like, football season. Oh, sports. You got to rise and grind, and if you don't do it every day, you're going to lose your contract.
That's right.
Exactly what I heard. And I'm like, that's like so true, though.
If teams, you know, if they're not working hard in practice, if they, like, overlook their opponent can beat them. I mean, if you're not ready, and this is any sport, really, if you're not ready and you don't stick to your game plan, I mean, anybody can take you out.
Or there's some teams that, like, will go in, and they're like, okay, we're going to lose. Like, don't have the mindset, like, hey, we're going to lose. Like, especially, like, I know this, like,
teams that just, like, are focused on getting draft picks.
And exactly.
Like, just give up on the season.
Not even draft picks, but just people in general. Like,
you
if it's...
always play to win, you know?
Like, if you're not playing... As my family says, if you're not playing to win, then what are you doing?
Right. There's just no point.
It's insane. It's really... Hopefully, this season... I want to see the Lakers and Golden State.
I want the Bulls.
See that game. So I want them to reach the finals and go against each other. And Lakers all their full packed.
And the Western Conference, though, because they play in the same conference. But yeah.
I want the Bulls.
Like, that would be.
I don't know if they're. I don't know how they're going to be this year, but I think the Bulls.
They were pretty talented last year. I mean,
exactly.
Kind of fell off the cliff at the end of the year, but they have some young talent.
Butler going to carry again. I feel like he's going. Haven't heard about LaVine in a while, actually. It's insane, because...
Yeah.
That's because he went to a team that nobody really talks about, let's be honest. In basketball, it's either you got the Celtics, the Warriors, or the Knights. I'm missing one. Nets. I don't know why I said Knights. I'm so sorry, guys.
You got Nets, Warriors, Celtics. I don't know who else. Sixers are... I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's certain teams... What's... See, if you're the underdog in sports, you don't get talked about a lot. Like, literally. Like, when was the last time, besides, like, last season, that you heard the Browns be talked about, really?
But a couple years ago, the Browns had a lot of hype. They had Odell Beckham Jr., and they had all these pieces, but then they got Baker Mayfield and Odell.
And it just devoured everything.
And they got Deshaun Watson, but we don't even know if he's going to play, because he has all these cases against him.
I mean, at least it's not Simpson. At least it's not O.J.
Insane.
Simpson.
But if they won that game, then that kind of gives me hope that they maybe can have a good year, because there's a lot of uncertainty in that division anyway, because you don't know, like, if the Steelers are going to keep, you know. I mean, I think they'll probably be there at the end, but...
I think Steelers have a chance also.
Who's to say that maybe the Bengals are on a bad season, or even the Ravens, you know, you just never really know.
Or the Bucks. Or the Bucks.
Yeah.
Please. And with how close it is right now, when you look at, like, the leaders, it's, like, they're super close.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is week one, so we do.
That is true. It's only week one. There's
like 16 more games left, so.
Only 16.
Only 16.
Only 16.
Yeah.
Do you think Ben Simmons is going to put effort this season? Since now he's playing with KD and Kyrie. You think he's going?
But he sat out the entire playoffs and still got paid. Like,
I mean,
I wish I could do that. I wish I could just play a professional sport, just sit on the bench and still get paid for it.
According to Stephen A. Smith, because I saw First Take recently, I guess dude's been like ready to go, so maybe he'll have a new attitude.
Because pretty sure he just wanted to leave the team, but at the same time his contract. I mean, wait, doesn't players like pay off the rest of the contract?
They want. It depends on if they like are leaving, like they quit.
They don't want to play season. For the team anymore. They don't they pay? I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Depends on the team. Some teams they'll pay you, and then some teams you have to pay them how much you're like losing out on them.
Yeah.
Because of, like, if it's like a really like good player, like for football, for instance, there's some teams where it's like, okay, you left halfway through the season, we're not gonna pay you that money. In fact, you're gonna pay us that money while we try to find a replacement for you, because that's money we throw down the drain.
Yep.
Trae Young.
That dude. I like
him. What do you think? What do you think is a prediction this season? Because last season he was going off. Like, Trae was putting his name out there. Like, regardless of where you go, you're gonna hear Trae Young.
He's still having a good season. He's still really young. They'll make the playoffs. They'll find a way. I don't know if you know, they might need like another superstar, like big man, but I can see them making some noise. And they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, 2 years ago.
Yep.
So yeah, I believe them.
Man, I'm just hoping this season gets better. Cause last season was just. As soon as the Lakers got out, everything kind of got boring until Curry just started popping off.
Yeah. That's how he always does, though. He always starts popping off towards the end of the season. Oh, yeah.
The superstar. Man, tell me about Ja.
Russell Westbrook used to be.
Mm-hmm.
With more athleticism.
I hope he keeps doing it. I don't want him to end up like Russell. I just want him to keep going. Because, man,
it was really unfortunate that he got hurt. I had a feeling that the Warriors could.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, we'll see what happens.
I'm hoping, finger crossed, Ja just keep doing what he's doing, cause.
Yeah, do you guys have any other things to talk about?
I don't know, man. We're just gonna see how it goes with the tomorrow game. This is tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We're gonna see how it goes with tomorrow games.
Let's go football.
We ready? We ready?
Hopefully come on, Kansas City. Don't be stupid.
They'll get it.
We lost to the Chargers last year.
Yes, but this year.
That was a streak. I don't even want to talk about what.
No, but.
May have not have broken my team.
Prediction, they're going to win. I feel like they're going to win.
All right. So this has been the Campus Chronicle Sports Podcast Edition with Nick, Victor, and Emily.
Have a good night.